Former Papal Nuncio to U.S. denounces psychopandemic farce. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on February 10, 2022. Rome, the former Papal Nuncio to the U.S. Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano, has denounced a global coup carried out by the globalist elite that seeks to stifle basic human freedoms. In a hard-hitting letter of support this week to protesting Canadian truck drivers in their freedom convoy, Archbishop Vigano calls for a rejection of conformism and a commitment to fight for basic freedoms lost during the coronavirus pandemic. The global coup that in these 2 years of psychopandemic farce has been carried out by the globalist elite appears most clearly by looking at the astonishing global uniformity that has marked the response to the virus, the Archbishop notes. The protest of Canadian truck drivers joins a worldwide chorus that wants to oppose the establishment of the New World Order on the rubble of nation-states. Through the Great Reset desired by the World Economic Forum and by the United Nations, the Archbishop asserts. In these days, we see the masks of tyrants from all over the world fall. And unfortunately we also see so much conformism. So much fearfulness, so much cowardice in people who up until yesterday we regarded as friends. Even among our family members, he laments. At the same time, we discover that we are no longer willing to passively suffer the destruction of our world imposed by a cabal of unscrupulous criminals, thirsty for power and money, he adds. In this relentless attack on the traditional world, not only your way of life and your identity have been affected, but also your possessions, your activities, and your work, Vigano contends. This is the Great Reset. This is the future promised by slogans like Build Back Better. This is the future of billions of people being controlled in their every move, in all their transactions, in every purchase, every bureaucratic practice, every activity. Today more than ever it is no longer possible to passively assist. It is necessary to take a position, to fight for freedom, to demand respect for natural freedoms, he argues. It is necessary to understand that this dystopia serves to establish the dictatorship of the New World Order and totally erase every trace of our Lord Jesus Christ from society, from history, and from the traditions of peoples, he insists. Demonstrate for your rights, Canadian friends, but may these rights not be limited to a simple claim to the freedom to enter supermarkets or not to be vaccinated. He appeals, may it also be a proud and courageous claim to your sacrosanct right to be free men. Follow at Williams Rome.